Regina, the end came quickly for Team Northern Ontario. When all was said and done, the result of their round-robin finale at the 2024 Montana's Brier in Regina was a moot point. Bonnet, third Mike McCarville, second Jordan Potts and led Curtis Bird dropped an 8-7 decision on Thursday night to a one-win Thomas Scoffin, representing UConn, but win or lose, their magical run at the National Men's Curling Championship had come to a crashing halt a little while earlier. Needing both to beat UConn and for Manitoba's Matt Dunstone one sheet over to lose to Andrew Simmons' Newfoundland and Labrador foursome, it became crystal clear early in the ladder match that things weren't going to go Bonneau's way. Dunstone scored early and often, building a 5-1 lead through three ends and put it away with a steal of three more in the fourth. He'd go on to beat the Atlantic Canadian squad 12-4. Dunstone had beaten Bonnet 8-3 earlier in the day and both teams entered play at 5-2, chasing down the third and final playoff spot, Dunstone owning the head-to-head tiebreaker and comfortably ahead in the last stone draw standings in the event of a multiple team tiebreaker, a new rule introduced in 2024 to emulate the way ties in the standings are solved at the World Championship level. Manitoba's Reed Carruthers was already in the playoffs as was Alberta's Brendan Botcher, the 2021 Brier champ. Bonneau's only hope was to win and hope that Simmons could find a way to upset Dunstone. Team Northern Ontario struggled mightily against Scoffin, who finished the week at 2-6. Scoffin scored an easy deuce in the opening end, then, after holding Bonnet to a single in the second, added two more in the fourth to take a 4-1 lead. Bonnet fought back with a huge three-ender in the fifth, but promptly gave Scoffin back the lead, giving up two in the sixth. Twice more Bonnet was able to tie the match, sending it to an extra end. But without Hammer, he couldn't manufacture a steal and Scoffin, third Trieg Jensen, second Joseph Wallingham and lead Evan Latos, walked away with the upset win. The mostly rookie team Northern Ontario still managed to put in an impressive week at the Brier, opening plenty of eyes with a 5-3 win, including a 6-5 win over Botcher, and started 5-1. In the end, the numbers just weren't on their side.